CMO.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shayla. May I have that zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
54313.
And you did say 54313?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and can I just have that first and last name?
Barbara A. Hock, H-O-C-K.
You said Barbara?
Yeah.
What's the name again?
Barbara A. Hock, H-O-C-K.
All right, so can you just spell that last name for me?
H-O-C-K.
Okay, give me one moment. And what was the first name?
Barbara.
All right, I'm not sending an account with you. Just give me one moment while I try to locate that account.
Well, we may not have an account. We got a charge on our credit card from your people.
All right, may I ask you, what was that charge for? How much it was?
The charge, we don't know what it's for. There was two charges, $89.65, $87.43.
All right, give me one
moment.
We're
going to dispute the charges.
I'm still trying to locate that account. And you said that last name was H-O-C-K?
Yeah, and besides, I just talked to somebody at the same number, but he hung up on me.
All right, I do see where
that.
Your name is Barbara.
Barbara A. Hock.
All right, and can you just verify that shipping address for me?
1491 West Marhill Road, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Give me one moment while I look over this account. All right. Okay, so I do see where you ordered the trial from us for the keto and cleanse for $7.49 and $6.59 on the 10th of June. However, I do see where you have an ongoing subscription with us, and you have you been using that product the last few months?
No, we haven't ordered that. We didn't order that item. Them items.
Okay, so did you place an order for the keto and cleanse on the 10th of June?
No, we did not place an order for this item.
So you guys haven't been receiving any products lately towards your address?
No.
Give me one moment, sir.
No.
All right. I do see an account up under Barbara Hawk. However, I do see where you guys ordered the keto and cleanse on the 10th of June, and you do have an ongoing subscription with us. The reason why you're being charged every month is because you did order a 14-day trial. 14-day trial came to an end. You do charge your car on the 15th day for those two products that you received. The first charge that you received, it will be on the 15th day, and it will bill your account for the first shipment of those two products, and it will continue billing your account every month from that date from the first time you build your account for the full price. You continue building your account every 30 days for those two products if you don't give us a call to cancel.
We did not order these products in the first place. We did not get them. So we don't want them. So don't keep charging us. We're going to dispute these charges with the bank, with the credit card company, if you don't cancel this or refund us this money.
Yes, sir. Can you just verify that shipping address for me?
1491 West Marhill Road, Marhill, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54313.
All right, just give me one moment. I can't get this account canceled out for you. Just give me one moment.
This is an ongoing shipment that they're going to ship every month.
Still here, sir. Just getting that looked at for you. One moment.
Okay.
All right, sir, I do have that subscription canceled out for you. You won't have to worry about any more charges towards your card or anything. It was an ongoing subscription, and it did state in the terms and conditions that it will be your account every month if you don't give us a call to cancel.
Well, we did. I think we went through this 2 months ago, and you credited us, and we had to pay. We were told we had to pay the shipping charges, which we did. But now we got the same problem again, and we're not going to pay it. We're going to dispute it with the credit card company.
All right.
They don't credit us.
All right, sir. I do understand that you're want to file a dispute, you have every right to do so. Please just let me allow me to explain the dispute process to you. What happens during the dispute process is your credit card company or your bank will contact us, and we will provide the terms and conditions and the tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you want to be eligible for a refund. However, I can offer you a 35% refund of those last two charges. I won't be able to refund any other than the last two because you didn't give us a call to counsel before, and this has been going on since June. So I can offer you a 35% discount. I mean, a 35% refund of those last two charges, the 89, 65, and the 87, 43 cents, but I won't be able to do anything about the other charges.
Well, we don't want to go through a dispute again, but you're going to credit us 35% of this?
Of those last two charges that was charged on your car on the 27th of September, I can refund 35% of that money back.
You got to do better than that.
Yes, sir. I do understand that.
These charges were done.
Yes,
these
sir.
These charges were showed that were done in August. August,
yes.
28th, transaction date, it said.
All right, sir. I do see where. Okay, so you ordered the, when you first ordered, it was a trial. You ordered this in June, so that means you have been charging your car since June because your subscription has been with us since June 10th. And it first billed your car for those two full prices of those two payments for the two first payment. I mean, the two first shipments that you received, it billed your account on the 27th of June. So it built your account the month after that and the month after that, which was August, and the month after that, which was September. I can offer you the 35% discount, refund on those last two charges for September. However, I won't be able to do anything for the August or July charge because you didn't give us a call back to counsel.
Well, how can you run a business by sending a trial and then keep sending it without authorization?
Yes, sir.
We do
state you have to check off a box that you are 18 or older and you do agree to the terms and conditions before we even ship out the product. It won't let you place that order if you don't check that box for those terms and conditions. That means you don't agree to the terms and conditions and you don't agree with what our terms and conditions are. So that means we wouldn't bill your car anything, but you did. Agree to those terms and conditions, the reason why you're being charged every month. So that's why you're being charged. It do state that when you do place that order. It do say that in the terms and conditions.
We did talk to you in the past, and we were told that they couldn't refund us the shipping charges, but you would refund us the cost of the charges, and we ended up, I believe, paying the shipping charges, but now we got it on here again. So give me the 35% credit and don't charge us anymore.
All right, sir.
We definitely will.
I do see you said that you talked to someone. I'm not seeing notated on your account anywhere that you talked to one of our customer service agents. However, but I can't apply that 35% refund back into your account. It should be back into your account between 3 to 5 business days. Just give me one moment, I can get that handled for you.
Okay. You gotta watch what you're doing when you're ordering these samples. This is a trial offer that you evidently ordered, but you didn't check that it was just a trial. You didn't check that keto stuff you got. They offered us 35% credit, which is somewhat, like $30 maybe on each one. But you know, you got a late payment fee on here too. Why the hell are you not paying these things? Well, why would then they're not charged? Why would they charge you a late payment fee? Well, you paid it already.
I mean, one mama said I'm still getting that refund process for you.
Okay. You're probably going to have the damn thing on again the next bill you got. This bill is due. You got interest charges of $43.97.
All right, sir. I'm still here. I'm almost done making those changes. One moment.
Okay. You got interest charges of $43.97 charged in 2020 because you haven't paid the damn bill on time. Now, why are they charging the interest, for God's sake, if you're paying it? You're going to cancel this credit card. You can do all this stuff and release the card. This is ridiculous.
All right, sir. I do have that account canceled out for you, and I did refund those last two charges. The two amounts for those last two charges is $31.40 and $30.51. It should return back into your bank account between 3 to 5 business days. Is it anything else I can help
Pardon?
You with today? Sir?
Well, I'm telling you. This is really a poor way to do business. When somebody checks their trial offer and then you keep sending it because we didn't check the right box, it's absolutely almost illegal.
Well,
but
sir, it's
I
not...
I appreciate you giving us some credit.
Yes, sir. It's not... You don't have to check the correct box. You just check in the box to agree to stating that you are 18 or older and you... do agree to the terms and conditions. The reason why we hit the terms and conditions there is because reasons like this. We don't want to, you know, but however you did agree to those terms and conditions, and I did refund 35% of those two last charges, and it did equal out to be, let's see, like $37. And I mean, $67 in all, but it's $31.40 and $30.61. You should be refunded.
But, you know, listen, nobody in this world orders something online and says, if you don't check this box, we're going to send it every month.
No, sir.
Being illegal.
That's not what the box
says.
No, sir. The box says, we have a box you can check. It do say, I agree to these terms and conditions. I will be billed. Give me one moment. I can get that website pulled up for you. It don't give you an option to choose it or not. Either you agree with the terms and conditions and you want to purchase the product, you check that box. If you don't agree to the terms and conditions, which states that you will be billed every month, and you is on a 14-day trial, 10 days for to try it, 4 days for shipping, and you pay just the shipping, it will be a count of 15 days. If you don't agree to those terms, then you don't check the box and it won't let you place the order. If you don't agree to the terms and conditions, you won't be able to place the order. That's what I'm saying. It don't give you an option to yes or no to the terms and conditions.
So what you're saying is when you order a trial offer, you automatically, if you check the box to agree, then you're going to get it every month. Is that what you're saying? That's how you operate?
Sir, if you check the box do states in the box that it says, like, give me one moment, I can get that, and I can read those terms and conditions for you. One moment, sir.
Okay.
It gives you a box. It says, I agree to the terms and conditions that, let's see. It says it do give you a 30-day supply, and it do say 4 days, 4 business days, 10 days for shipping. If you don't give us a call to cancel that product, then it will bill your account. It starts the 14 days from the date that you've ordered. So from the 14 days from the day that you order and you don't like the product or something, then you give us a call back before those 14 days are up to cancel. If you don't give us a call to cancel, that means you would like to continue and you know that you're being billed. It do state the amount that you will be billed, which is $87.43 and $89.65, and those terms and conditions. If you check that box, that means you do agree to the terms and conditions. It won't let you make that purchase if you don't check that box. So if you check the box, that means that you do agree to the terms and conditions that you have read them.
So what you're saying, if you don't check the box, you don't even get the trial offer?
No, sir.
If you check the box, you get the trial offer, and then you get it every month.
Yes, sir, because
it
do state. Yes, because it do state in the terms and conditions. It tell you, I agree with the terms and conditions. I am 18 or older, and so on and so forth. But if you don't check that box, that means you don't agree to those terms and conditions, that means you can't place your order at all. You won't even get the trial because you don't agree to those terms and conditions.
Then you don't even get the trial offer. So
yes,
you can't
sir,
get a trial offer without checking the box. If you don't check the box, you don't even get the trial offer. But if
yes,
you check
sir, because
the box,
that mean,
you get the trial offer, and then you get it every month.
Yes, sir, but it's not
saying?
About... Yes, sir. It's not about the trial and the offers, though. It's about have you read the terms and conditions or not. The reason why you're checking the box. The reason why you're checking the box is, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The terms and conditions are stated. It do tell you the process. It do give our phone number if you like to cancel before your 14 days are up.
Well, I'm going to have to take this farther. I'm going to have to get the Better Business Bureau or somebody after you, because if you don't check the box, you don't get the trial offer. And if you check the box, you keep getting it every month.
Yes, sir. I'm not.
Wrong with
I'm
that
not.
Terminology.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Have you ever placed an order for any product and it says I agree to the terms and conditions? Even when you're making an account, it do give you an option to check the box and be like, you have to read the terms and conditions. If you agree to the terms and conditions, then you check the box. That's what I'm saying. It do have that option on there. you have to check the box in order to purchase. That means you agree with the terms and conditions that you have read over the terms and conditions, the reason why you check the box. If you don't check the box, then you don't agree.
I understand that. I understand that. But the terms and conditions allow you to send the trial offer and allows you to send the product every month. And if you don't check the box, you don't get anything. You don't even get the trial offer.
All right, sir. I understand that you're trying to file a dispute. Let me just explain that process to you. What happens during the dispute process is we have to, your bank or credit card company will call us, and we will have to provide the terms and conditions, which I just stated, and the tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you wouldn't be eligible for a refund. They won't be eligible to refund any money due to the fact that you did agree to those terms and conditions when you first placed your order. Now, I do have the 35% refunded back into your account, and it should take 3 to 5 business days.
I understand that. I understand you're checking the terms and the conditions. You agree to it. But it's almost an illegal terms and conditions because you can't get the trial offer unless you check the box. And if you check the box, you get the trial offer, and you get it every month.
Yes, sir, so because you agree to, if you check the box, the reason why you're checking the box or not, we give you a reason, option to check the box or not, because we don't want to charge anyone just because they placed that order. We do want you to read the terms and conditions. And if you agree with those terms and conditions, which I just stated to you, then that means you agree that you will be charged monthly. If you don't check the box, that means you don't agree to the terms and conditions, and they don't let you place the order.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand it. But how can you possibly get a trial offer without signing up for it every month? How can you do that?
All right, sir. So when you first placed your order, you was on a trial. And it did tell you that you do have 14 days to cancel if you don't want to receive that product, if you don't want to be billed. When you applied for that, when you applied to get that product, you signed up for the trial then. And it did state in the terms and conditions that you will be billed monthly those four prices for those two products. It do state it in the terms and conditions.
Yes,
the terms and conditions, you have to check that box off whether you, if you agree or not. If you agree to the terms and conditions, that means you check the box off. I do. I mean, that means you agree to the terms and conditions because you did receive the product and it is being billed. If you didn't agree to the products, that means you wouldn't be billed at all.
Okay. Let's stop right there. Let's get this clear. First off, if you want a trial offer, you cannot. Do you agree to this? You cannot get a trial offer without agreeing to the conditions. Is that correct?
Sorry, did you read the terms?
I want to get a trial offer. I understand that. I understand.
Yes,
the
sir. All right, so if you agree.
I understand that.
All right, sir. So if you agree to the terms and conditions, that means that you agree that you will be charged.
That's right. That's correct. I understand that. But you cannot get a trial condition without agreeing to the terms and conditions.
Yes, sir. It won't bill your
month.
Account
is
at all.
Correct?
If you didn't agree to the terms and conditions, that it state that it will bill your account and you don't check that box, you won't be charged at all.
Right. But you don't get the product. You don't get the trial.
Yes, sir. So
right?
Apparently you did agree to those terms and conditions, the reason why you're being charged monthly.
I guess. I understand that. And we're being
okay.
charged because we agreed to the terms and conditions.
Yes, sir.
But the fact is, there's no way you can get a trial offer without agreeing to getting it every month. Because what is a trial offer? It's something for you to try to see if you like it or not.
Well, you can get the trial offer. Only thing you have to do, you could have got the trial offer just for the 14 days and not be billed anything, but you didn't give us a call back before those 14 days were up, the reason why you're being billed monthly. We do give you 10 days to see if you like the product or not to cancel. You didn't give us a call back between those 14 days, the reason why you're being billed monthly. So you can agree to the terms and conditions and get the product and just pay the shipping just for those 14 days. But once those 14 days are up on the 15th billing day, it will bill your account for the full price. And it will continue billing your account. Yes, sir.
first place you get the trial offer. Maybe it takes 5 to 10 days to get the product, and then you only got 14 days to see if you like it or not. That's almost unacceptable also. But we did go through this about 2 months ago, and the person we talked to canceled the order and said, we won't charge you for that. We will only make you pay the shipping because we have to get the shipping because it was shipped. Okay, now what happened to that person that told me that? Hello, you hang up on me too, like
yes,
that
sir,
other
I
jerk?
Yes, sir, I am here. I'm here, sir.
Well, that other jerk I talked to didn't hang up on me. The first guy I called at this number. That's not good business either. But what I got in my mind is this. If I don't sign the check the box, I won't get the trial offer. Okay?
All right,
and
sir.
If I do check the box, I get the trial offer, and then I continue getting it every month unless I cancel in 14 days. And I may not get the product for 10 days through the mail, and then I got 4 days to see if we like it or not. And if we don't cancel within 14 days, then we're going to get it every month. So what in the world kind of a deal is that?
All right, sir. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I do have your account canceled out. You won't receive any further shipments or any further charges towards your card. I do have those last two charges refunded, the 35% refund. It should refund, and you should receive that refund back into your bank account between 3 to 5 business days. Those two refunds are $31.40, $30.61. May I ask you, is there anything else I can help you with today? Because I do have other customers to tend to, and we have been on this call for a moment now, just repeating the same thing over and over again. But however, I did have those your account canceled, and I did do that refund. So may I ask you, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Okay, you didn't explain to me why this happened 2 months ago when we talked to you, and you had said you would cancel the charges except for the shipping charges. And I don't
All right,
understand
sir.
That. And I don't understand why that other jerk hung up on me. What was his name?
I really don't know, sir, because
company.
I don't see any notes on your account where it states that you gave us a call. You probably
Who's the guy I talked to 10 minutes ago? I talked to him before the same number. Some guy answered. He ended up hanging up on me. And then I called back and I got you. At least you have enough courage to talk to me. Better than that other jerk, whatever his name is. And if I could get his name, I'd file a complaint with the company. They could fire his ass. Anyway, thanks for helping out a little bit, and I'll see what I can take this any farther after this. I'll let you talk to the other people, and I hope they don't complain as much as I did. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Goodbye.
You for calling customer service, and have a great day.